Louise another medal. This time it's a gold one.
It's the colour I've always dreamed of. You start to think it's never going to happen. So it's, I came today and ran the heat and knew that it was definitely something that was in my reach. So I'm really pleased to come away with the gold medal at the indoors.
What was it like to be on top of the podium with the gold around your neck?
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? It's something that you always look at and you go, that's the place I want to be. You always be on the podium. First, you want to be on the podium. And once you're on the podium, you always want a little bit more. And obviously, everybody wants the correct colour medal and you always aspire for gold. So to finally be on the top of the podium, it's just a great feeling to be up there and close the indoor season in a really high and just go and work for the outdoors.
It clearly means so much to you to have won that gold medal.
I think so, yeah. I think I've had so many ups and downs with athletics, and sometimes the downs you kind of sit there and go, where am I going to go, what's going to happen? You run as hard as you can and the time's just not what you're looking for. So to have the outdoor season, to come here and run the way I've run, to feel as good as I feel, it's just great. And that's when you enjoy it, and you just have to cherish and memorise all the moments, because it's not going to last forever. So for me, just keep enjoying it, keep running, keep training and keep performing like this, and I'll always be happy doing it.
And you're on a real up at the minute. It's been a fantastic weekend for you. It must be difficult to come and prepare for a 60 metre dash and then a 200 round the track.
You may be, but you kind of know that's what you set yourself up for. So for me, I looked at the plan in advance and just make sure that I knew what I was going to do and it was going to happen. It is in Sheffield, it's home, so I've got my own bed to go back to. So there's nothing drastic that can really get in your way. It's very easy to prepare for and plan ahead. And like I say, you know you've done it, you know you've done the training for it. Then you've doubled up a few times, and even though you feel tired, normally that's what your body's trained to do, and you just got to go back to automatic, because that's what you've been doing for 15 years. Just let your body do what it does.
A word about your coach, Tony. Everyone knows Tony Minicello,
yeah,
of course. What is he to you?
Jamie knows him. What is he to me? He's coached me for 14 years. He is like the significant other figure in your life that you always look to, turn to advice, whether it's my professional career or athletics, because he's always there, and obviously being a sports nutritionist, there's a big overlap. He's been there for so long that he's someone that you can always trust to ask advice and guidance to as well. But at the same time, he's just a good friend that you have loads of laughs and banter with at training and argue with when the time comes and it's necessary, and it's all water under the bridge and it's business as usual the next day. So yeah, he's been there for 14 years. Like I say, he's just, I think he'll always be there, and I'll always be in sport, and we'll always have the overlap professionally anyway. So.
And how soon will you update your Twitter profile and your LinkedIn profile to say British champion?
British indoor champion. I probably should. I'm so bad on social media. This guy tells me off all the time. So I'm really bad at it. I hate social media. I never know what to put or what to say. But yeah, I probably should do something about updating it at some point. Charles shouted at me because I didn't have my job description on there before, and that's now on. So I'll take a look. I'll go and get some advice.
I'll take a look. They'll all be congratulating you
Thank
tonight.
You
well done.
Much. Thank you.